welcome fight fans to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches the fight app, so you don't really have to. I am Finn Fish, and my co-host is none other than Mr. Fourth Row. What's up, Mr. Fourth Row?
Not too much. Suffering from a little bit of a cold, so listeners, I apologize if I sound a little off, but we'll try to get through it. How are you doing, Finn?
I'm fantastic. And this is our Halloween edition of What's on Fight.
Yeah, and I thought it would be a good idea to do that.
And yeah, we picked a Halloween show, or you found a Halloween show by just typing Halloween in on the Fight app. So what is our Halloween special show contain? What show is this?
This is a show, it's from Midwest Pro Wrestling Alliance. It's their Halloween Spooktacular episode from October 27th, 2013. So it's a few years old. It's you know, a little dated, but we'll get through it.
All right. And let's want to get right into the review of the criteria we like to do for the show.
Yeah, let's get to it.
All right. The coming up on the show, how was the opening scenes? Because they had two of them, actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought was pretty interesting. It looks like I did a little bit of research on the promotion, and it looks like at the time they were associated with NWA. So they showed a little bit of video from old NWA footage. And then they kind of cut to some of their wrestlers that are in their promotion. And then they had a segment that was totally theirs with their graphics that then showed off some of the in-ring action after an opening segment on the show. So that was kind of interesting. I kind of noticed that, too. What did you think about that?
I thought it was great. I was like, oh, man, it shows, you know, the history of I didn't look it up. I saw some NWA wrestlers and some NWA footage, so I figured that's what it was. And then they did their little commentary, then they started the show again. I don't know if that goes for all NWA shows, but that gives a sense of, you know, this is an NWA show. I liked it. I like both. I actually like the theme music of the second one.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was with their actual branded, the actual branded of the MPWA Collision show. They call their episode, their show, Collision.
Yeah. Audio, video.
The video I thought was okay, for especially with this being 3 years old. The audio, I did have a couple qualms with the audio, especially when it came to the wrestlers doing cut-ins and things like that, that the people in the crowd probably could hear them well with the microphone, but when you record it and then put it here out on the internet, you need to pipe that into the soundboard that they're probably using for the internet streaming production. So it was a little hard to hear them. I mean, you could hear them, but it just would sound so much better when it actually then goes onto the internet. I thought they just needed that little bit of extra effort to make the audio good, because audio start is where, in my opinion, is where everything starts. So if you've got great audio, the video will come around to it, but you got to work on the audio. Audio is always key for everything.
Yeah, to me, the audio, the video is just whatever, since it was a little older.
Yeah,
the audio did come off just a little off. I don't know, because it was an older recording or how they stored or whatever. It was a slightly off, but it was decent. The lighting issue, there was no issue. It was really okay. You know, nothing for a smaller promotion like they had. It looked nice with the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting around the ring and everything, it looked really good. You did see when they were shooting the action that with the announce table being off to the side, they had them really lit up so that on their still shot of the announce team that you could see them. It was this big white spot in the on the side, but that didn't detract from my viewing of the event.
Oh yeah, when the camera panned down to the lower right side, yeah,
yeah,
you see that light once in a while, but yeah, that's just because I was looking for it.
Exactly.
The TV graphics was scrolling across our screens. I think it was good placement for they advertised everything, so that was great.
Yeah, and you know, once again, 2013 at the time, probably pretty good. Some of the graphics were probably a little small size wise, but like especially during the ending credits when they were scrolling through all the you know, referrals and credits and, you know, produced by, et cetera, all that kind of stuff. And they kind of made them go by really fast, but it was okay. And like I said, you know, for 2013, it was probably the state of the art at the time.
Yeah. The look of the ring and the event. The ring was looked, you know, average, nothing too spectacular. The event was, I think I like the way the event looked myself. I'm more into a darker arena where you can see a few rows back, but not, well, you can see everyone, but I like the darker arena myself.
Yeah. The ring, like you, I agree. It looked average. They had a little dirty blood spot in one of the corners, but, you know, that kind of probably happens when you have a smaller promotion like this. The event looked pretty good. I was trying to figure out where they were holding this. It looked like maybe possibly a conference room or a bingo hall, because I was trying to figure out what was over in the far side and one of the corners, if it was like a kitchen or a refreshment stand or something like that. It was really hard to see what it was because the lighting was done well to keep that off focus. But I thought it was good. The crowd probably did seem a little small, but for their size, I think they were into it.
Yeah, the wrestler's appearance. There's a few people who didn't look like wrestlers. Well, some were in the costumes, but even then, a couple of guys didn't look too much to be a wrestler, but. It was their Halloween special, so I don't know if that one of the guys in the main event dressed like that. His wrestling attire was like that, but that was not wrestling attire.
Yeah, so yeah, we're probably gonna have to give him a little bit of leadway on this because of that was a wrestling, and I think they did a great effort for being a Halloween special. So I'm gonna give them a little bit of leeway on it just because, hey, you know, they at least did put the effort and did that for the Halloween special.
Yeah, and they're probably filming so many episodes within a day, so they're, you know, okay, this is going to be our episode where we do Halloween, so let's make it pretend to be Halloween. Yeah. No one else. I don't think anyone else in the crowd was really dressed up, so that's usually a telltale sign if it's Halloween or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Commentators, you know, what they know and how they sound. Oh, man. on this episode, they had Jimmy Jacobs helping out on commentary.
Yeah, that name for me I'm not completely familiar with him, but I think I've heard that name a few times.
He's an ROH guy, the Zombie Princess, Jimmy Jacobs, and right now he helps WWE do some of the writing. I don't know if it's just an NXT, but he's on the WWE staff.
So, yeah.
The in-ring action. Oh, stars. I think we're just fighting through this episode. A lot of fun and games. There's two matches. There's only three matches on the card, but two matches were just peer out bad to me. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it was a special, I got to revisit this show again to see if that was really how these things go. And did you like any of the promos that had happened during this episode?
I liked the promos. I thought were, you know, I thought they were okay. Nothing fantastic. Like I kind of mentioned, I think maybe we might get to this when we actually cover the actual episode completely, but. I did like the, I thought the opening segment was pretty good. So, We might get to that here in just a second, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good for given what they had gotten before. I think one of the guys had came in dressed as Hogan, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Before Hogan went and said what he had to say. So it was a larger black man dressed as Hogan, and his partners weren't feeling him. But the length of the show, a pretty short show, 30 minutes or so, I think.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Yeah, it was really close to right around 30 minutes. And that probably was just because of them cutting out the commercials, because they did have they had a few hard cuts between matches and things like that. And there was kind of like, oh, they started to do a soft cut, but then they did a hard cut between one of the matches. And I was like, oh, man, it was so close. You guys were so close making a good, nice soft cut between the matches. But and that was probably why, because they did refer to the commercial breaks during the episode, the announced team. So they probably had to edit them out once it actually came to putting it on the internet, because it looked like they kept on mentioning my TV 20, which I think a lot of areas in the country do have that channel available to them over the air and possibly through pay TV subscriptions. So they probably had to edit it once they put it on internet, because they probably didn't have the rights to air the commercials once it got to the internet, you know, all those things like that. So,
all right. Did you know or any of the wrestlers that were wrestling?
I did not know any of them, except, like I said, Jimmy Jacobs at the announce table. That name did sound familiar, so that was it. I didn't know anybody.
Okay, one of the guys who didn't wrestle, but he was with a group. His name was Owen Trevors. He's an indie guy out here. I've seen him at a few shows. He played Iron Man on this episode.
Yeah.
Let's move over to the camera angles. I think they did a very good job. They had a lot of camera angles, which in a promotion I seen, I was like, man, I don't think they're going to have that many, but they had quite a few.
Yeah, they did really well. Their hard camera that was directed right at the ring for the overall shot of the ring. That was really nice and crisp and perfectly set up. The moving cameras, I thought they did really well on that too. So yeah, I thought it was pretty well for giving their promotion.
Yeah, and crowd reaction and the size of the crowd.
Yeah, just like I mentioned, it looked like it was a little small, but they could have been constrained just because of wherever they were holding it, whether it was some kind of bingo hall or conference room. It's kind of like I said, it's kind of hard to tell what exactly it was. There was nothing, like I said, I don't think there was anything distracting. No, our proverbial basketball hoops in the background, but I thought all things considered, they were good. A lot of the people, I think, were just there to be, had nothing else better to do, but they were okay. What do you think about the crowd?
That was pretty decent, and I'm seeing there are a lot of black wrestlers on this event, and there's a lot of black kids in the event, and I'm like, okay, let me look up more about this event. It was filmed in Detroit, Michigan. That's where this Midwest Pro Wrestling Alliance was filmed, so I'm like, okay, I get that. I see why this is happening. So,
yeah, I when I did some research on it too, it looks like that's where they're kind of based out of. Looks like they are defunct now, though, from what I gather.
Yeah, they got the same. Their website was down.
Yeah,
so that didn't help them at all. But you know, you're out of business since over a year ago, June of 2015, when they finally went out of business. So that we didn't know that before we went into this, but it's all good. We can still talk about it.
Yeah, like we said, we wanted to maybe do something a little special for Halloween. Might as well.
Yes. So in our first match of the night, oh man, we had a Team Canada, it seemed. Buddy Hamilton and Chuck Whedon. So versus they called, I don't know if they call themselves the Avengers all the time, but these guys dressed like the Avengers.
Yeah, I think it was just for the special Halloween event that they all dressed up as the Avengers. Like you said, Owen Travers dressed up as Iron Man. I thought, and too, I was all, because he just kind of, he actually kind of stood over in the corner and was kind of like in sentry mode. And I thought that was really, I thought he, just because of how he moved and everything like that and just was kind of in sentry mode all the time, I thought that was really good. I really enjoyed watching him just kind of move side to side and just kind of watch the action. I thought that was really good. And then, you know, Jay Abrams, kind of dressed up as the Hulk. He had the Hulk hands on, the oversized hands. And then, Lou Crank dressed up as, Captain America. And he had the, what you would get in the toy aisle at, say Walmart or something like that. So the little toy shield and the little toy mask that were definitely undersized for an adult, but I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. Jay Abrams is funny because he didn't want to dress like the Hulk. So he just put the Hulk fist on and said, this is all you're getting, to his partners. Who, Trevor Owens was decked out when he came in. Man, he was, except for his helmet wasn't painted to the right color of the outfit, but he went all out.
Yeah. Yeah, during the opening, just to rewind just a little bit, during the opening, that's when they were backstage and they were getting Jay Abrams to say, come on, you know, are you hooking it up or something to that effect? And he's like, no, he was kind of like, oh, no, I don't really want to do this. But, you know, then he kind of came out with the Hulk hands and everything like that. And actually, Owen Travers in the backstage segment just had the helmet and then had a suit on. So he actually, you know, regular, like, you know, suit and tie on. And then he actually changed to the actual Iron Man metal costume when he was actually at ringside. So I thought that was actually a good little touch when it came to his Halloween costume.
Yeah, and then the Team Canada won with the
by DQ.
Oh yeah, by DQ when they had pulled out a spike.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's Jimmy Jacobs' move. I don't, it's for Sean Shaw for Jimmy Jacobs who uses that spike. And, Jay Abrams had picked up the spike and one of the Canadians, I think it was Buddy Hamill, went down pretending he got hit by the spike. And then the referee DQ'd Jay Abraham. So the Team Canada wins. Well, they had won that match.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. All right. You know, probably would have, for a special Halloween episode, probably would have been nice for maybe a clean finish, but it is what it is.
Okay. The second match of the night. Okay, I like wrestlers' names, and this one was pretty good. The Unknown Masked Superstar versus Chris Moore. This is a pretty good match. The Unknown Superstar was used. I don't know if that's his real way he looks, but, you know, a little slobby looking guy, but fully costumed in a masked wrestler's costume with stars all around it. And they kept teasing that he was the master of the sleeper hold, which is good because it looked like this guy couldn't do too much with his outfit on and his size. And as Chris Moore said he was a weightlifter, he was pretty jacked for what he looked like. And this match was probably, to me, the way the match went was very good. Probably the best match on the card, which is oddly enough. But we get I don't know if the Unknown Superstar had won with the sleeper hold, but I got kind of confused at the end.
Yeah, and I agree. I did like his name. The crowd must have known him already proofed, you know, told by, you know, the warm-up comedian or whatever, the warm-up MC to, hey, you guys got to boo this guy because he got a lot of heat from the crowd. And I thought that was kind of amazing for a small crowd for one particular wrestler to get a lot of heat. And then also with Chris Moore, they did reference that he comes from a body or a family of bodybuilders. So, okay. Yeah, he did He was pretty jacked.
He looked like
for a wrestler.
He looked like a little bit like Rob Van Dam, a black version of Rob Van Dam. That's the way he was built, and plus his costume. So that's what I get correlated those two together.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, good. I don't know who won. I don't know. I guess the Masked Superstar did put the submission hold on, but then Hogan came out.
Whip Dog.
Whip Dog dressed as Hulk Hogan.
Whippomania, his shirt said. the red and yellow Whippomania.
Yeah, he came out and leg dropped more or started beating up more, and it's like, and then the Masked Superstar, the unknown Masked Superstar, just got up and left, and I'm like, did he win? He shouldn't have won because he had the sleeper hold on. I don't know, but this ref killed me. This ref, when I saw this match, the next match, I threw my headset off. I was screaming because I watched this on my, the fight app on my laptop. So I'm like, no, hell no, I'm done.
Yeah, this match was kind of weird. It was like, is it DQ? Is it no contest? Did they just call it a draw? What happened because of the interruption from Whip Dog?
And Whip Dog wanted a match. Whip Dog had a title, but I don't know if it was a prop or was that his actual title. Did you hear that? Or
I didn't notice it. I just kind of thought it was just a prop because, like I said, he was dressed up as Hogan with the the red and yellow, and he had the boas and all that kind of stuff like that. So I just thought it was just a prop, I think.
Yeah, and then Whip Dog with his manager. I think they said his manager was Money Grabber, which was awesome, but then they called him something else later on. I'm like, whatever. I guess he was dressed like Cornette because he had a tennis racket.
Yeah, with the with a little pipe, fuzzy piping around it. Yeah, I thought that just, he was like, hey, it's a Jim Cornette kind of homage or something. I thought that was interesting.
But he took on Tyrus?
Titus.
Titus, okay.
Yeah. Dressed up as a Spartan.
Hey, this dude came out with a sword and a shield. I thought the sword was real. This dude looked like he was actually going to kill this guy. He had a, looked like an actual real sword. And I don't know about the shield, but he looked like he had a real sword on him. And he came down to the ring for this impromptu match. And this, I don't know, I guess Whip Dog, is that a trained wrestler? Because, man, he hit fewer moves than Hogan.
Yeah, he dressed up and also wrestled like him.
And this is where I threw my headset off. Whip Dog hits, I think the big boot or whatever, and he goes for the pin, and the ref counts so slow.
Yeah. And I was go ahead. Sorry.
And I was like, what's going on? Whip Dog's the heel. Why is the ref counting so slow?
Yeah. Well, he was being distracted by the manager, Johnny Bradford. So, or at least that's what they were kind of alluding to. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. It's like, well, this is a little different when it comes to this slow count. I don't know what was going on here.
And I didn't understand the slow count. Then his opponent, what, Titus? Okay, call the guy.
Titus, yeah.
Yeah, Titus got up and then he ends up winning a match with a regular ass count.
Yeah. Well, actually, the cadence looked a little fast on it because then they referenced that the ref was kind of, they were kind of questioning about how the ref did do the count on this, which then rolls into what happened next.
And, well, I didn't see what happened. They are maybe my.
They had. I think his name was Alec Raphael. It looked like he was part of the Bradford dynasty. He was a ref that got fired or something like that because he came out after this match and kind of. He actually came out during the match before Titus won. And kind of interrupted that, he's like, well, I'm the best ref, da 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 da, and everything. So, yeah, so that was kind of, that was actually kind of during the match. But Yeah, so that was.
Oh yeah, I probably didn't hear him saying he was the best ref. I thought he said he was the best rapper. What has he got to do with rapping? He's the best rapper here. And yeah. The crowd was into it. They were cussing him out. Actually, you suck. And so his part was pretty good. I guess I just didn't hear when you said he was the best ref. I guess I thought he said rapper.
Yeah, I think it was ref because he said he got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
So that's what I was like, okay, what's ref? And that goes back to how I was just mentioning that with the microphone for the crowd, the crowd heard everybody. But when it came to watching it on the internet, that microphone needed to be put in that soundboard, that sound mixer, so that we viewing it here on the internet, you know, the recorded version could actually hear exactly what everybody was saying. But, you know, you learn from your mistakes.
And then I didn't catch the commentator's name. I want to save this to the end. I didn't catch either of the guy's name, but right when he appeared on TV, he had a mask on. I was like, hey, he's wearing a Mills Mascaris mask. He goes, I'm not Mills Mascaris. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Another guy was dressed as a gigolo, I guess, or just, you know, some guy who likes to party, or Elton John, or whatever. And throughout the show, did you notice the guy that was dressed like Mills Mascaris had a lisp?
No, I guess I didn't. I thought that with the announce team, their audio sometimes did get overblown a little bit, so it kind of overloaded the audio a little bit sometimes. But that could have just been, I guess, you know, go back to, this was done in 2013. They probably maybe didn't proof the show before they put it on the internet, but... you know, and probably was okay for broadcast.
Yeah.
But in 2013. But it sounded like it was overblown just a little bit sometimes. The announcers were Stern McDonaldson and Jonathan Presley.
Yeah, one of them had not a bat lisp, but I heard it.
Yeah.
I kept catching it. Because I didn't hear Jimmy Jacobs talk as much.
No.
I guess he was just there because, like, it's like, all right, I'll see you guys later. He pops off his headset and he just leaves it as they're going through their ending credits or
scenes
or promoting the next shows.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this promotion wasn't around for too long. It started in 2007. So that's unfortunate. They couldn't last, you know, 10 years. Only got 8 good years out of the programming. But it was pretty fun. I would give it a... I give it an average score. I gotta probably watch another one of these. I do like seeing more, you know, myself, a lot more black wrestlers in a promotion that aren't doing the same old shtick that everyone else is doing. So, if once we watch another one of them, I would definitely know, but I would definitely give them at least another shot at watching. So that'd probably be, I'd give them a 5 until I watch again, and then the 5 would get me to watch them again.
Yeah, I'd give them probably a 6. I'm a sucker for gimmick shows that are themed to something, such as a Halloween show or things of that nature. So then that's kind of why I chose to watch that for this week. So I'm gonna give them a 6 just because the special Halloween special.
Yeah, like I just want to get. I would watch it again. I seen they had another Halloween special, so you know. So I know they have a lot more shows that we can watch. So I'm gonna give them another. I'll give them another shot. It's not my CZW. There's a fan out there that likes that. I dislike CZW, so I'm gonna say CZW again. Which once a year I give every wrestling promotion a new. A new birth, I watch them all over again. Cause I figured if they suck a year's time, maybe they don't suck anymore. So, my year is almost ending. So I got to watch CCW by the beginning of the year. So I'm fighting it. I know I'm fighting it cause that's the promotion I always end up only watching once a year when I watch a ton of wrestling.
Yeah. I agree with that. You know, give them a year. See if they, got through some, growing pains or startup pains or whatever they may be going through at the time where they are within their run of their promotion. So,
yeah, that's good. But let's see, what else do we have? Oh, I guess it'd be my pick for next next time we do this show and I have no, if I have to find something cool like you did, that's messed up.
Yeah, well, I thought, like I said, I thought that was, you know, with Halloween coming up here, this would be a great time to release this, hopefully for right around the Halloween time. And, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So I thought that would be a great pick for this time of year. And maybe in the future, we'll maybe do some more Halloween or holiday type episodes.
Yeah, so,
if they've got them.
Yeah. But like on the Fight app, I mean, there is some amazing stuff. Sometimes you got to look a little harder than you should. I'm finding that out. I couldn't find the show right off the bat, but, it took, you know, a few more typing of some letters in, or the way you went around it was just by typing in Halloween. And then I tried to type in Halloween. I got the other show. So I got their other show that they had. It takes a little bit more work to find this, but we put it all in the description so you could watch it as well. So, but if you're looking up stuff on Fight, just look a little bit more. Don't just give up when you just push in one little type in or something, because it's there. You'll find some great stuff on the Fight app.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. It probably does also vary from platform to platform when you're searching for things.
Such as my favorite German promotion. I like this promotion so much. It's their highlight show. It's WXW Shotgun. I do like this a lot. I watch it every week. It's so funny to me. But they have one that's in pure German, and then they have the English. So if you type in just WXW Shotgun, they're going to give you both shows. You just got to read a little bit more into it, and they'll tell you which shows in English and which shows in German. So man, how's he understanding of this, though? I go to the English version. So check. That's my show for you guys to watch. It's super funny. Not much wrestling, more of like a highlight show, but it's one of the best shows, I think. Random shows I've found on the Fight app.
Very, very cool.
You got any other shows that you have just randomly watched through the Fight, or?
No, I just haven't had time this week, unfortunately, to do that. Just been busy with other life commitments. Nothing else really to really talk about that was going on with for myself.
Okay. And then make sure you guys check us out on our new Twitter feed page, whatever it is, because, man, I jazzed it up and you fixed it all up. It is nice, and it's a better representation of what's on Fight. That's what's on Fight on Twitter. We have a Gmail as well. It's whatsonfight@gmail.com. And I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. That's what I was going to say, too. So you can definitely hit us up there. Do you want to give just a quick shout-out, since we're on episode 3 now, to one of our fellow Trending Topic Networks podcast, the European Uppercut podcast, that they gave us a shout-out to give us a listen, since we're fairly new. So just a quick shout out to them.
Yeah, a European perspective of American pro wrestling.
Exactly. Yeah, they were. Yeah, the this week's episode, like I said, they gave us a little bit of a shout out. So I wanted to say personally, thank you guys.
Oh yeah, and then okay, they do have some promotions over there, and then in an area that we could cover pretty soon, and maybe one of those guys would love to jump on with us since it'll be their home promotion.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. We could do that maybe here or there soon. We have some other shows also on the Trending Topics Network. We have such as football, NFL Easy Picks, since football season is picking up right now. Yeah, that also for the CFL, the Canadian Football League, CFL Easy Picks. You know, so listen to those. You want some good picks on those sports there.
And there's also a pretty cool show there also called Lou Chat. I wonder who hosts that show.
Lou Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Libre wrestling, or particularly Lucha Underground. and all the happenings within Las Vegas and the wrestling scene. And I think the host is that guy, Finn Fish. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him a time or two.
And if you want to hear a podcast about the big boys of wrestling, the WWEs and stuff like that, they also have a WrestleCast, a fun twins perspective, a fun twisted perspective on pro wrestling. So check those guys out as well. And I think for us, I think we're going to get the fight out of here. Or...
Yeah, well, I just was thinking we could just probably just keep it simple. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode number 3 of What's on Fight. So until next time, fight on with What's on Fight.
All right. Fighting! Unstable, but I'm fighting my way back. Fighting my way back. Fighting. Well, I'm busting out and I'm going in and I'm kicking up by the state I'm in. Looking to my future, not my past. Wanna be a good boy, but I'll.
Myself up from under this table.